Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Daniel Brühl, director and actor in Next Door, screening here in competition. I wanted to know, in a sort of existential question, what came first, the desire and necessity of stepping behind the camera, or the urge of exploring the contradictions of modern life, popularity, fame?
I'd had the desire to direct something for a long time, and I knew, after all, everything I had heard from directors who were always telling me that you have to really know what you talk about in your movie, especially in your first one, that I was, you know, always thinking about an idea that would be, you know, personal, that would be, that would affect me, interest me, fascinate me. And then one day, sitting in a tapas restaurant in Barcelona, I had this idea. It was actually born in Spain. And then I couldn't do it in Spain for various reasons. Main reason was that I cannot write well. And then some time passed, when I moved in Berlin from one apartment to another, to a situation where I live at the moment, where you have the typical Berlin backyard situation, where you look in a lot of, you know, rear view windows. I thought it would be even better and more, relevant and interesting if I would transfer it to Berlin. Still, I had the problem that I cannot write. So I found a production company that I joined, a distribution company, Warner in Germany, offered me the possibility to also direct something. And I was asked if I had an idea. And then I remembered this one again. And then I took all my courage and approached a friend of mine, Daniel Kielmann, because I knew that he would have the realm, and he's, you know, the best writer we have in Germany. And because he's half Austrian, he might be also have a an interest in the darkness, in that dark sense of comedy that I wanted and that the Austrians have, some of them. So I just tried it, and thank God he engaged immediately and was very enthusiastic about doing that. And then we, and then we started to write. Well, he wrote it, and I, fed him with ideas. And then after a couple of weeks, I had the first draft, and then I thought, like, I have a movie in my hands, and hopefully I can make it.
How much of the film is based on some self-obsessed colleagues that you met? I recall, for example, the scene in the film where he thinks that the couple he meets wants a photo of him. How much this is based on real life?
It is funny that you mentioned that, in Barcelona, it was a Swedish couple that approached me in a park. They were both blonde and looked like Germans from the distance. And so they came with the camera just towards me, and I thought, okay, they might be Germans. So the first thing I did was hugging the lady, and then they said, we don't know you at all. We are from Sweden. We want a picture from us. So that was, for example, a funny incident that I experienced for real. It was highly embarrassing. In this case, it is very personal. And deals with many things that I've lived and experienced. But it was not my intention to do a self-indulgent autobiographical tale about me. But it just helped me to tell a story that I wanted to tell, because my persona and my profession stands for something that is very appropriate to be attacked by another character in the movie, is also a combination of people that I have been observing and met, and who also stands for something. I didn't want to empathize or sympathize with one or the other. I just, but I, and I also didn't want to betray one or the other, but I just felt that I was at ease to tell something about characters, and especially my character, that I know very well, a place that I know by heart. So all the way through, I felt like I know what I'm talking about. And it could have been an architect from Düsseldorf, or a politician from Hamburg, or what, a successful musician from Stuttgart, whatever. But I just always felt that it is much better if I you know, create it around my real experiences. When the idea was born, I knew that I liked that idea, because I like Kammerspiele in general. Because it's fun to watch actors, you know, play out their roles in such a, you know, limited space and scale. But it was really a lot of work. And also, thanks to Daniel Kehlmann's brilliance and ideas that he had, we managed to tell a story which is engaging enough so that the audience will hopefully feel entertained, you know, in these 80, 90 minutes in this room. Yeah.
Daniel, at a certain point, Daniel and his old neighbor seem to understand they have things in common, no? The way they lie to themselves, now facing up the truth. So I was wondering, was this a way for you in the film to show us that despite, you know, the cultural, social, or age difference, some struggles and contradictions are always the same? Within human nature, so to speak.
Yes, and it's actually what also always fascinated me is the topic of neighborhood and neighbors and the questions of identity and background. I mean, I grew up in a middle class neighborhood in Cologne in Western Germany, and the borders to the working class and to the posher classes were very fluent within a couple of streets. So for me, it was very normal to be in touch with every kind of social and cultural and political background. In Cologne, this was really this was my reality. And then I become quite lucky and successful when I was quite young with Goodbye Lenin. And from that moment on, wherever I moved to Berlin or to a different neighborhood in Barcelona, I always felt a bit like an invader who had been very lucky and privileged. So that does something to you, because I experienced it and I still experience it every day. And even after 20 years, I never moved outside this neighborhood in Berlin. I changed the apartment 3 times, but I'm still I always stayed in Prenzlauer Berg. And even after 21 years, I still cannot claim ich bin ein Berliner, because depending on which bar I go to, if I encounter Eastern Germans from a certain generation, I would always be the outsider. I would always be detected immediately as a West German. And that was something that fascinated me, that even after the unification, it would take another 20 years until, you know, we level more. But it is really not the case. And if you leave Berlin to the east, it becomes even more apparent. The countryside here in Brandenburg couldn't be more different than the countryside in my home area in Nordrhein-Westfalen, in the west of Germany. So I wanted to talk about this disappointment and frustration and anger that is visible, especially in moments of a crisis like now. And I also did not want to betray one or the other, as I said before. So it was very important for me, especially as it's told from my perspective, that the Eastern German neighbor is not just a Stasi, evil, Mephisto kind of guy, but I wanted to make him human with all the horrible things he does, to understand his motivation, why he does that, and that it is always a good thing to start a conversation, I'm glad that in my personal life I didn't experience a conversation like this. What I found interesting in this story is that people who have nothing to do, although they're neighbors and they live next to each other, above each other, but who actually don't interact, what would happen if they did? And I found it interesting that a man that you don't know tells you the truth that nobody else would tell you and would even then, you know, have the power to destroy your life as you knew it. That was a thought that fascinated me.
And we've been talking to Daniel Brühl, director of Next Door's screening at the 71st Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.